This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, alive.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
I like
good.
You alive.
I like you alive too. Look at us.
Oh, so sweet.
Oh, so sweet. Not weird and creepy at all. So I just wanted to say thank you, dear listeners, all 27, I guess it was, of you. That's amazing that we have that many people who want to listen to our nonsense. Thank you for being patient while we figure out our lives.
Yeah.
Mostly me being really busy, but, you know, Jessica, also thanks to you for being very patient with me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I too got busy.
Thank you. You don't have to. You don't have to throw yourself. Oh wait, did I forget how to podcast?
I think you did.
I think I did. You don't have to throw yourself, you know, under the bus for my benefit. For me.
Oh no, no. I have been busy and stressed and all the things.
Do you want to? Do you want to share your good news with our listeners?
I mean, yeah. Why not?
Okay. Go for it. Jessica's pregnant.
Oh, that's how rumors start. You better not do that.
Oh no.
I am not pregnant.
Not. I am not. So anyway, back to your actual news.
Yeah. No, part of the reason we had to take a break was because of me, and I got really stressed studying for my state exam because I had already taken the written and I passed that, and then I had the skills portion, and boy was that a long day. And then we were told that after we took our exam that night by 8 o'clock our scores would be posted, and you know, 8 o'clock came and went, and the next day came and went, and the next day came and went. And so then I had to call a bunch of different people to figure out what happened. I don't know if my test was lost or what happened, but finally, a week later, I found out I passed.
Yay!
Yay! I called, and the guy was like, I know exactly what to do. And I'm like, great, because I don't.
Right.
And then he told me like 3 to 5 days, but then like we went over Thanksgiving, and then it was like, okay, I'm calling again. Like, I haven't heard an update from anyone. I don't have any emails. I haven't had any phone calls.
Right.
So I called to get an update, and I got the same guy, and I know I did, because he said, I know exactly what to do. Like, you know, I don't want to lose faith in you, guy, but I don't think you do.
Right.
So instead of like looking into the case number that I was given another case number.
Yeah.
And then I went over the weekend, and then I was like, okay, this is enough. Like, I'm going to find out today what happened. And, I called and I explained, I had just checked before I called too, and there was nothing posted.
Right.
And I called him, and he said, oh, okay. Well, let me check a couple places here. And then he was like, oh, it's on there. Like, no, it's not. Guy, it's not there. And it's on there. Like, okay, well, let me check. Because the second I let you go, I'm going to check and it won't be there. And it was there. So.
Yeah. He finally was like, okay, I've told her I know what I'm doing 3 times now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yay for you. Congratulations, girl.
Yeah, so then I had to do a bunch of paperwork to apply to the state to get the actual initials, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm waiting to hear about my license.
That's so great.
Yeah. Apparently it's going to take a while, though, so I'm not going to hold my breath.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's amazing either way, but I wouldn't either, because you'll be waiting a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, because I thought that I would, you know, take the, like, okay, I paid for the course, I took the test, I passed both of them, I paid for everything. Now I'm going to submit my application. I thought it would be like, yes, approved, boom, and then I could go get a job. And no, it doesn't. The state does not work like that.
Yeah. Every state department is its own unique brand of hell, in my opinion. I have had a lot of difficulty, even in a professional setting, just like navigating. Like, I'll talk to someone and they'll be like, oh, you just need to do X, Y, and Z. So I do X, Y, and Z to their very specific, request. And then they're like, oh, but you didn't first do A, B, and C, so no.
So I also called the state once I found out I passed because I tried going through the website and I was having issues, and it's like you click here and then you click there and then it takes you somewhere else where you read another 45 paragraphs and then it's like, oh, but click here. I'm like, I just want to go to the application. Like, how do I get to the application? Can we make it easier? So I called and I got, first of all, she answered the phone with just her first name, like, hi, this is Deborah, we'll just say, I don't know. And I was like, oh, okay. So I don't know where I'm calling because she doesn't say where she's, when
That's
I
a
was on the phone.
pet peeve of mine.
When I was on the phones, it was thank you for calling where you're calling. This is Jessica. How may I help you? It wasn't like that. It was like, this is Deborah. Like, oh, okay, Deborah. Well, I don't know that I'm calling the right place now. So now I'm worried.
Hi, Deborah. Is this the Department of Health or Taco Bell?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what? What the fuck? This is
And you
Deborah.
never know, because I do like Taco Bell, so I'm just kidding.
They owe us so much money for free advertising. Well, actually, they don't, because with only 27 listeners, I don't know.
Hey, that's 27 people going to Taco Bell and ordering frosty drinks and
Yeah.
tacos, you know?
That chalupa meal, the
Yep.
Beef Supreme chalupa meal,
Right.
it's the shell.
I know. What are
It's
they?
so good. I think they take that gordita thing, which is basically a pita,
Right.
and they deep fry it. And then they fill it with all the deliciousness, and
But
then
it
they
has
give
to
it to
be
you.
fresh, because if you get it not fresh, then it's not soft and crispy.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I've gotten the rubbery ones too. I don't like that. Don't the chalupa is not a food that sits. It's also not a food that refrigerates. So even if you bought too many, you're eating them. Don't waste not, want not, man. Well, I'm so happy for you. I'm very excited. This is a great way to start this next chapter by talking to Deborah and having to wait days on end for your results. But what do they always say? Like, nothing worth doing is easy. What's the saying? It's probably one of those ones that I'd hate from the someone make an internet meme about it and send it to me.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, nothing worth doing comes easily.
Yes,
There we go.
that sounds
That's
right.
about right. If it's not, I don't care. Somebody turn it into a meme, please. So, well, I've had a interesting time since, by the way, our last podcast, which we put out, recently, was a conversation we had back at Halloween.
Yeah, just after Halloween, right
Yeah,
around.
it was my birthday. Yeah. And I was talking about the kids that came to the door and how they had like zero manners. Well, bitch, let me tell you, I've got some shit. I have a bone that now it's the Santa line. I know. Wait, just wait, because it's mess. Okay, so this is how I know these kids don't have any manners, because their fucking parents don't have any manners, is what hath happened. So anyway, we go to Point Rustin on Friday night because Point Rustin is having a Christmas tree lighting ceremony with like live music and free hot cocoa, but they're also having a Santa Claus, right?
I know him.
I know him. That's what I yelled when he pulled up. Everyone around me stared right at me too, by the way. All the like, but no, there was no laughter. It was literally just them being like, what the fuck? Is this woman crazy? And I was clutching my kid. By the way, okay, first of all, we're in an open, so it's outside, it's open air, obvi, right? Mm-hmm. It's in the courtyard at Point Russin by the Forellis. If anybody has been over there, you know where that is, hopefully. And we get there at 5:20, but it doesn't start until 6. So we're all bundled up in our sweatshirts and coats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of clutching Ezra. We have our masks on, but hardly anyone else there is wearing a mask, which was kind of frustrating because I'm like, guys, just because you're over COVID doesn't mean COVID is over.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, to each their own, I guess. Like, we're doing our part. We got the masks on. We're outside. That's a thing. And there's no, like, tape on the ground indicating where the Santa line starts, but we've been waiting since 5:20. Like, no one was there when we got there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're standing pretty far back from like where the chair was. But then as it started getting more crowded, I started inching Ezra closer and closer to Santa's chair until finally I was right in front of the chair, and we had been waiting there for a very, very long time. Okay.
Hey.
This woman with her two daughters comes over and like gets right in front of me, like grabs her daughters and puts them directly in front of me so that they can be the first ones for Santa. So I sidestep her and I get in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, bitch, this is not you. You don't get to show up late to the show when there's no like line starts here sign.
Mm-hmm.
And just get to put your kids on Santa's lap. I done been here since 5:20. Don't mess with this mom.
And I've worked all day. Like, it's Friday. Yeah. Worked all day.
Mm-hmm.
After 5. Now you've waited all this time for Santa.
Right. She seemed to get the hint, right? She seemed to get the hint that I was not going to A, take her shit, and B, my kid was sitting on Santa's lap first. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a live band. They play Santa in. It's, you know, naughty or nice, just like in the movie Elf.
Yeah.
We're all singing. Everyone's having a great time. And Santa gets off his sleigh and starts walking toward the stage. And then the mayor does an announcement, which is great. I love our mayor in Tacoma. She's wonderful. We don't actually live in Tacoma city limits, but I love her. She's a wonderful mayor. Mm-hmm. And she used to be the superintendent of the Tacoma school district. She's a really good person and very excited that she's the mayor for Tacoma. Love that for Tacoma. She gives a great speech. Santa starts walking from the stage, which is right in front of Forelli's, over to his throne in front of the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
After he flicks the switch and turns the tree on, right? So the tree turns on, we're all clapping, Santa starts walking over, and we have now formed a line. Me and the woman behind me, who was a bitch, but now we have this alliance going, we have started a line, right?
Yes.
So Santa walks in, and this woman comes and gets right in front of me with her two children, and then has the audacity to let them go one at a time and have me use her phone to take pictures. The audacity. And I didn't know what to do. She's like, here, will you please take our picture? And she walks over from way, way over by the stage. She's walking behind Santa, following Santa.
Oh, man.
All been standing in this line. The lady behind me was literally said out loud, what the fuck, with her two daughters just there. And I was like, I don't look, man. First it was you, and I thought you were going to be the problem. Nay, it's this one. This wild witch just comes flying in with her two children, has them go one at a time, then together, and then all three of them, and hands me the phone and says, would you mind? Do you mind?
Oh, God.
What am I going to say? Yeah, I mind. You just cut everyone who's been standing here for like almost an hour.
Yeah.
So she gets done with her kids and someone else tries to go. And I put my hand up and I was like, I've been here. My kid's sitting on Santa's lap. So Ezra sat on his lap and Ezra looked a little freaked out.
The story goes, oh no, my kid is sitting on Santa's lap. So Ezra sat on Santa's lap.
So Ezra sat on Santa's lap
Cut
and
to
he told he told Santa he wants a skateboard for Christmas.
Oh.
Santa said he'll be sure to discuss it with me and Dad. Right. And then we got our free cocoa and then we went on our merry way. Like, great. I don't want to be around these people. They're cutters. They're nothing but filthy, dirty cutters. They're line cutters. And I don't need this shit. And my back went out on Thanksgiving because of the new mattress. Remember, I told you for my birthdays, they've got me the new mattress, the exact same one as the guest bedroom.
Yeah.
It's not working, Jessica. It's bad. It's not good.
So weird.
I know, because when I sleep on the one in the guest bedroom, I'm fine. And it's like the most comfortable sleep I've ever had in my life. So now I've got this king size mattress. They gave us a refund, but they won't come pick it up.
Well, you can just get it over my way.
Yeah, if you want it, yeah, it's yours.
Okay.
You
Deal.
just have it. You come get it. You want to come get it?
Yeah, I'll just roll it up and somehow stick it in my tiny little car.
Yeah, you're gonna definitely have to find a truck, but it's yours. But so my back went out. So on Thanksgiving, and thankfully, my sister was doing everything, which was very nice. But I sat in my massage chair and I think that messed it up, like aggravated it even more. So like it felt good while I was in the chair. But that, wow, this is sounding so, these are just the most first rate American problems. And then I sat in my massage chair and then it was hurting. So then the next day after Thanksgiving, after my sister cooked me a delicious meal, I decided I needed to sit in the sauna, take a sauna.
Yeah.
And then I got in my hot giant bathtub. What a bitch. I'm the worst. I'm the actual worst.
Yeah, that mansion of yours. I'm just telling you.
Shut up. It's not a mansion, man. It's not. The sauna is like, it says it's a two-person sauna. We're not fitting two people in there. That is a one-man sauna.
Yeah.
The kids sometimes will pop in for that. We read up that they're only allowed to be in there for 5 minutes,
Yeah.
about 5 minutes. But I love the sauna. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's great. And then I had a hot bath. But yeah, I had to go to the chiropractor on Monday because it was so bad that I was like, I couldn't bend over. Zeb's helping me put shoes on. It's a whole thing, right?
Yeah.
The chiropractor fixes me up and he's like, how about we switch back to those, the twin XLs and you get yourself on that incline again and maybe we talk about a different bed for you.
Yeah.
And I was like, God damn it. Because I have GERD. So I bought a bolster so that I could sleep in the same bed as Zebulon, which is what I finally got to do for like a month. Not even, it wasn't even a full month I lasted on this beautiful mattress. It's pristine, it's brand new. I laid on it 1 month. And so this is what the chiropractor suggested. He was like, you switch back to the bed so you don't have to use the bolster, right? And I'm like, okay, that sounds fine. I can do that. Probably return that to Amazon. Maybe they won't even let me ship that back. Who knows? And he goes, okay, so do that, and then you need to go get some aloe juice. And I'm like, say what now? And he was like, listen, I know you got your medication, that's great, but he said he went through a stressful time in his life, and he started drinking aloe juice at the recommendation of his naturopath. So I automatically go, this is kind of sus. I don't know, but. When your GERD is so bad that you have dysphagia and literally it's hard to eat things or like even drink liquids, you kind of are willing to do whatever it takes. So from laying on the bed, I had dysphagia, which if anybody doesn't know what that is, it's just like your throat is closing. I don't know. Like the sky is falling. It's very Chicken Little shit. Because it does spell disaster. I mean, it's hard to eat. It's whatever. So then yesterday, Zeb and I roll over to Marley. So my back hurt. So standing in that line was painful on Friday. So then on Saturday, we roll over to Marlene's. Now, Marlene's is a natural market here on our side. We have Met Mart, which is like a mostly grocery store, but they do have some natural, a lot of natural items and a lot of like artisan items. That's where I took you to get Bao. I think that we should, what I personally think we should do is roll over the next time you're here. We should go to this place called Moshi Moshi because they make like the best, the bomb bao. It's delicious. I love it. They also have an impasa bao, which is really good. And it's made with like, the impossible meat, which is awesome. So it's like a meatless option. My boss loves it. I love it. It's so good. Their bao is delicious. We should go there. And they have ramen. So good. Yeah, we'll go to Moshi Moshi next time because that one from Met Mart was fine, but I think that it wasn't like, I took a bite and I'm like, this is just fine. This isn't what bao is.
Yeah, it's not fresh.
Yeah, it's like prepackaged. They make it there, but then they put it in a cup and then put it in like the refrigerated area. So by the time we got home and heated it up, plus you don't have any rice or any of the good sauces, whatever. So, okay, so we go to Marlene's. We have Met Mart, which is, mostly groceries, some natural items. We have Whole Foods, which is super expensive, and is the same way. It's like mostly groceries, but a lot of natural items, a lot of, specialty items, just like Met Mart. We have Trader Joe's, which is, I just feel like Trader Joe's is the same as Whole Foods, but on a smaller scale. And then we have Marlene's. Now, Marlene's is like the super natural market. It's like where all the hippies who smell like patchouli shop and work. Everybody, if you have to ask somebody where something is that works there, it's literally like, "Hi, patchouli cannabis scented madam or sir, where is the this?" And then they, generally point in some direction like, "Oh man, I think it's over by the fucking kombucha teas." If you hit like the oolong, you have gone too far.
You sound like the
On Finding Nemo.
turtle
Yeah. We're just riding the current, man. What, flip it and rip it, like the little baby turtle. So cool. I love that movie. So anyway, I get this aloe juice so that I can, resolve my heartburn dysphagia issue or whatever. But now that I'm sleeping on the right bed, the dysphagia has kind of gone away. So it's like, I don't know. My back pain is still there. I got a new heating pad because my heating pad broke because I was using it so much that it was just like, no, this is overload. I can't do it. And I had to get a new heating pad. It's a whole thing. So where I'm at in my life, Jessica, yelling at people in the Christmas tree lighting ceremony in front of Santa.
I
I
mean,
that probably got me on the naughty list. I don't know.
probably. I mean, but 36, you know?
Listen. If Santa is listening, I want you to know, Santa, that I used my best judgment when discretionary yelling needed to be involved. It was definitely, I should have yelled at the first lady, didn't. But then when another woman went to swoop in, I was like, no. No. I put my hand up. But yeah, that was fun. That was a fun thing. Then, Saturday we've got this. We go to the fucking market, get the aloe juice. What a wild ride. I'm a party animal.
Oh, watch out.
No, today I got to do some homework and laundry. Probably cut that out. That was way pitchy, dog.
So really, we're right back where we were before, is what you're saying.
Yeah, basically.
I I thought I should say this because if I move, you can hear me. But you know, my office is a little chilly this time of year. And I even sent you a picture.
Yeah.
Very net. So people can't really see me in my car because it's like frozen on both sides.
Right.
I have a really soft fuzzy blanket that's folded into quarters. So it's like having four of those blankets on me.
Ooh, that's not bad.
I also have, you know, like two sweatshirts and a coat on. So if you hear like the... That's just me moving in my...
Oh, okay. Well, good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know. I thought that this week I would tell you a fun story from the news.
Okay.
And I've actually had a couple people send this information to me. It's been about 10 days since this article I'm going to use from NPR, written by Michael Levitt, as my base for telling this story. It's been about 10 days since this, story was published.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've heard this, but you know how, like, basically in the United States, there's kind of an oil shortage right now. In Canada, they have a massive shortage of their own.
Okay.
Canada taps into a strategic reserve to deal with a massive shortage.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. Of maple syrup.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It is. Were you one of the ones who sent this to me? Because I got like five people sent me different articles about this.
I don't know if I did, but I remember hearing about this and I was thinking, what's the big deal? And then they're like, well, with everyone staying home more often and people working from home,
yeah,
they're consuming more breakfast things that involve maple syrup and therefore shortage.
Right. Shortage. I mean, look, yeah. Canada, we cannot run out of maple. There are two things we cannot run out of: maple syrup and brown gravy. Those are the two things Canadians need to survive. Do you know how cold it is there?
Oh, yeah.
They need these things. They warm the bones.
Yeah.
So this is a really interesting thing. Quebec maple syrup producers, which is a group, has recently announced that they are releasing 50 million pounds of their strategic maple reserves. That is one half of the total stockpile. So that means these people, this group in Quebec, Canada, has 100 million pounds of reserves at any given time of maple syrup.
And I hope that I don't ruin part of your story. I don't know exactly.
No, no. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
I believe it was the Today Show that I was watching when I heard of this. And if I remember correctly, the last time that the Maple Reserve was in the news was back in like 2012, I want to say they said. And it was because somebody broke into the reserve and was stealing barrels of maple syrup. But
what
now,
are they going to do with the maple
syrup? I don't know. That's what they were joking about.
is there a black market for maple syrup?
That's what I'm wondering. And that's what they said on, like, what would you do with it? And how would you not get caught? Like, I've got 50,000 barrels of, like, and where would you put it?
You just roll up in your fucking Hyundai Santa Fe. You pull up on somebody, brother, I got what you need. Pop the trunk, just a barrel of fucking maple syrup.
Oh, man.
How many ounces? How many ounces you want to buy today? He's got a measuring cup on site.
This is that good shit.
This is the good shit. I got this from the reserve. Très magnifique, because he's probably a French maple syrup black market dealer.
Right.
He's like, C'est très magnifique. C'est très magnifique.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you knew this. My grandparents are from Quebec in that region, and they moved to the Midwest of Canada, but Quebec apparently produces 70% of the world's maple syrup.
Wow.
And its biggest client is the United States.
Yeah, they were saying that. Also, I feel like there was something else with it. I'll think of it. I'll think of it. There was something,
Well,
it's like three stories in one.
oh, well, that's okay. That's interesting. Maybe we'll have to do a little more research. But apparently, the jump, like the worldwide demand, went up, and it jumped by 21%
Wow.
during the, that's why the producers weren't able to keep up, because during COVID times, the jump has, it's been 21% internationally, worldwide. And as I'm sure most people know this, that it's made from tree sap, obviously.
Right.
But it's harvested by installing a metal tap into the tree's trunk. It's called a lead.
And then it just kind of leaks out.
Yeah, exactly. And they also harvest it like with a plastic tubing system that like vacuums kind of sucks it out of the tree,
Yeah.
which I thought was pretty interesting. The lead itself is fairly interesting because, yeah, it just kind of, it literally just pours out kind of. But it's not just about like consumption, because yes, consumption like rose by the 21%, but it was a very short and warm spring.
Yes, that was the
And,
other part of the story, that production of it actually
right.
was low.
Yeah, it's and so it was like an uncharacteristically low yield for the producers, 'cause like the climate change situation is now affecting maple syrup production. So
Yeah.
this is what I just want to put this out there as a note of importance. If you are a climate change denier, but you still love pancakes, you need to pick a side, man. I'm just saying. Like, if you want to deny climate change, but you also want to keep eating maple syrup, I mean, I'm not saying like how you should live your life, but I feel like all the climate change deniers don't deserve the maple syrup at this point. Like, I don't think that climate change is a hot button issue just because it's like, I don't know, scientifically proven that it's like happening. But it might be, because I understand there are people who deny that it's actually happening. I don't want anyone to feel bad ever on our podcast. What I'm saying is, if you are not going to believe in it, then you also need to stay away from my maple syrup. And that's where I'm at with that. So yeah, I just thought that was really interesting. I think that you were right, though. It did say in 2012,
Oh,
they
what?
had, yeah, it was 2012, because more than 3,000 tons of maple syrup was stolen from the stockpile.
Yeah.
It was over the course of several months, apparently, but the heist estimated that it was 19 million Canadian dollars.
Ooh.
Who sold it? Like, I so desperately want to know. I'm gonna investigate that shit.
And how do you like do it without getting caught? Like, without,
Yeah.
it's not like there's other goods around. Like, it's like one thing.
Yeah. How do you turn around and sell it? What are you doing that you're able to just, and you don't get caught?
Yeah.
You're sitting on 19 million Canadian dollars worth of maple syrup and you don't get caught?
Yeah. Watch out.
Watch out. So apparently, to wrap this wonderful story by Michael Levitt at NPR, they basically said that the Quebec maple syrup producers are going to tap an additional 7 million trees this year to replenish their reserves and make sure that they meet demand next year. So hopefully that will help. But I think what would also help is, like, I don't know, a longer spring that's not as hot.
Yeah.
I
Well,
don't know.
We're supposed to be, I think we're supposed to be having an El Nino year this year, which should bring us more snow. And it's interesting. We've had a little bit of snow here and there. But for it to already be December and we don't have snow, I'm kind of worried. We're supposed to get it this week. I don't know what'll happen.
I know it's especially over there, but one of the things that I find very interesting about the lack of snow, especially if it is an El Nino year, that's interesting that I didn't know it was, but
We should check it, but I believe it's an El Nino this year.
well, I can figure it out.
La Nina.
The El Nino is a climate pattern that describes the unusual warming of surface waters in the eastern Pacific Ocean near the equator. Has an impact on ocean temperatures, the speed and strength of ocean currents, and the health of coastal fisheries and local weather.
I don't remember. I get the two mixed up, but there's one where you get more snow generally that changes the jet stream that comes through and it dips below us. Like when it comes from Canada and dips below Spokane, we know we're getting snow.
Right.
Maybe it's La Nina.
It could be. I don't know. We'll have to obviously, if there are any fact checkers out there, can you tell us?
Yeah, Kitty, is this thing on?
Kitty, is this on? What are you doing? I like how it says El Nino, Spanish for the boy. And then at the bottom it talks about La Nina, and it's the opposite of El Nino, obviously, right? And it says, which is Spanish for the girl. Thanks, Wikipedia. It could be.
You should
I
just
don't know.
Google which one is what's our weather this year? Is it which of the
Yes, it's a La Nina year.
Okay.
So apparently, it's n negative phases. So a negative phase of the El Nino, the La Nina is defined as cooler than normal sea
Yeah.
surface temperatures.
That's the guy.
I mean, to be fair, that's the girl.
This one's no, I'm not even gonna try.
That's the guy. After we just got done talking about the gender specificity of these two different weather patterns.
Oh, God. Regen.
So, yeah, it's going to be faster winds that cool the water, which can lead to La Nina conditions. But instead of saying which can lead to La Nina conditions, let's describe the conditions.
Yeah, thank
Like
you.
what, I mean, is this the new, are we reporting the news or are we just giving a haphazard slapdash information? I'm literally on a weather news site. Like it's a site about weather. That's some bullshit. Anyway, so yeah, it's a La Nina year. I just always think that the weather patterns in general are very interesting in the Pacific Northwest because lately we've been having those atmospheric rivers. I'm like, so there's just a river of water in the clouds,
Yeah.
and then it just drops all at once. So Zeb and I were in the car, and we were coming down from Milton because we'd gone up there. The Walgreens I use is up on the hill in Milton. It's actually technically Edgewood, I guess. By that Safeway and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. It's like kitty corner to the Safeway.
I've been.
Well, yeah, it's kitty corner to the old Hollywood Video that's like not in use, but whatever. So we were coming down the hill and Ezra's in the back seat and we look out over Fife as we're like coming down the hill into Fife because we live at the bottom near the river and we just see this sheet and it's not raining where we are. And Zeb goes, oh my God, Kim, look. So I look up in the sky. We're both looking in the sky, and we just see this sheet of rain fall over Fife. Like it just literally dropped over Fife. And we drove like half a mile, and we were like, I don't know, maybe it was more like a mile. And we were directly under it.
Yeah.
It was so crazy, just like seeing it fall and it was completely dry where we were and watching it just like dump.
Yeah.
It
People.
was like a sheet of it. I can't even explain it.
Yeah. People in Florida talk about that, how like on one side of the street it's raining, but the other side it's not.
Yeah, it was literally like that.
Yeah.
It was nutso. And our river got so high that Zeb and I were like, we better call and get extra flood insurance on the house. Well, so as you know, I work with like, I have to navigate a lot of government agencies, as we spoke about before.
Uh-huh.
And so I literally got in touch with the engineer for Pierce County and was like, what's the deal with my house? Because they said that the, you know, the risk level for us is very low. And I gave him my address and parcel number. And he's like, no, I've been telling the county since like 97 that they shouldn't even be building that many houses over there so close to the river because they don't have the proper levee system. Mm-hmm. And he was like, these levees have not been upgraded since like the early 90s.
Nice.
And there are so many houses over here now near the river that he's like, you should get the extra insurance. You definitely should because it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Not good.
Not good. So yeah, he literally gave me all the documentation. It was kind of like he didn't give a shit. He wanted me to have all the information.
Yeah.
So he was like, I don't care who finds out I gave you this information. You need it. don't be flooded. So it's also really interesting because there's so much more moisture than there was when we lived in Graham. So like our fence is, you know, it's made out of wood. Mm-hmm. It gets mushy on like the top part, even when like we just had a portion of it rebuilt and I can already tell that it's like really damp.
Mm.
So I don't know, man. Gotta move. Gotta leave the mansion. Where are we gonna go now?
Tiny home.
Tiny home living. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
If we sold right now, we'd turn a profit. So, I mean, I guess that could work.
Yeah. Tiny home.
Tiny home.
Telling you.
Telling me. Telling you, telling me. Okay, so we're going to play a fun round of this or that.
That or this.
That or this. This or that. So basically, I list two things, or, you know, Jessica will list two things, and we will answer this or that.
Mm-hmm.
So this or that, Jessica, Netflix or Hulu?
That's tough because I watch both.
I know, same.
Like which one couldn't I live without? Maybe it would. I probably watch more Netflix than I do Hulu.
Same.
But I catch up on shows that I miss through Hulu.
Right.
So
see, that's why it's tricky.
I know, but I'll say, just for argumentative sake, I'll just say Netflix.
Yeah, I think I have to go Netflix too, because like, if I'm gonna like start binging a show, that's my go-to move is Netflix. So I'll say Netflix also. Okay, this one's pretty interesting. Do you prefer Facebook or TikTok?
I actually prefer TikTok now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really go on Facebook all that much anymore. Like I go on there to clear out my notifications. So if anyone's like, oh, I saw you on there, it's like I just go on there and clear them out and then I'm out of there.
Same. And most of the pictures I post, I'm actually posting them to Instagram.
Yeah.
And just like share, like auto sharing them to Facebook because it's all Meta, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I hardly go on there. And when I do the same thing. I like clear stuff out. I might make like a couple likes on a post or two.
Yeah.
Might make a comment here or there. But yeah, I freaking love TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok is so funny. I don't even care. These people are so talented. There's a lot of funny things. There's stuff to watch. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I could get lost in there for an hour easy.
Yeah.
There's funny stuff. There's helpful stuff. Like try this, try that, do this, do that.
It's definitely TikTok for me.
So I think I already know your answer to this, but I have one.
Okay.
That I just thought of off the top of my head.
Mm.
So, like Thanksgiving kind of dinner or St. Patty's Day kind of dinner?
I don't even understand why this is a question. This isn't a question. This is just me telling you we're fucking Irish and turkey can be very dry. Let's be honest. Let's not lie. We eat turkey out of tradition.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, we also eat corned beef and cabbage out of tradition, but at least it's delicious. St. Patty's all the way. And if I'm lucky, I'll find some Irish pub with green beer that has corned beef hash.
Yeah.
Yeah, St. Patty's for the win.
So I do enjoy that. We are Irish and I do eat it every year. Sometimes my mom loves it too, so sometimes it's more than once a year, but my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving and I love all the Thanksgiving things.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I do too.
Yeah.
I just don't love it how I love
Yeah,
St. Patty's.
I knew we'd be opposite there. That's why.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I can't believe that you just like threw corned beef under the bus.
Well, I like it. It's good.
It's so
I
delicious.
said it was good, okay?
Good. Very, it's good. Very good.
Good.
Okay, would you rather have like an unlimited shopping spree to buy new clothes, or would you rather get a brand new phone?
Oh man. So that one's also kind of hard because I don't ever really get clothes for I kind of live, but I also when I get a new phone, I keep it for several years. Like I'm not a upgrade my phone every year kind of gal.
Yeah, same.
So I'll go with the clothes. I think I'd rather have that.
Like right now, I would rather get a new phone because my phone's pretty old.
Yeah.
But I think same thing. I think I would want to get the new clothes because I need to just go through my closet and get rid of some stuff. It's old and there's stuff in there that doesn't fit me that I'm like, one day I'll fit into this again. No, I won't.
Yeah.
And even if I do, it's not like, I mean, it's still an old piece of clothing. Like, it's not, I don't know. I think that, I also think fast fashion is bad, but like, I'm a girl still. So I like fancy, fun clothes.
Yeah.
Bath or shower?
Oh man.
See, that's a difficult one because I think that, well, first of all, just so we're clear, mine's easy. I would rather bathe.
Yeah.
But like there are times where you need to just get in and out.
Yeah.
Like I need the efficiency of the shower.
Yeah, I would say my daily use would be a shower, but I enjoy just laying in a hot tub of water.
Yeah.
Like,
Like I have so much to do and I'm still probably gonna do that later. Like, it's so relaxing.
yeah. If I could find a way to put a hot tub out here where you
Yeah.
could see the
Ooh.
lake and insulate it so that it doesn't lose the heat.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe make like a, I don't know, some sort of structure so that like when you open it, it's kind of like being in a sauna and a hot tub,
Yeah.
you know?
Well, they have those like you can buy like outdoor like kind of like pergola things. Is that the right word, a pergola? I guess.
Yeah, but those don't really have a roof on.
Gazebo.
Yeah, it's more
It's
like
like
a gazebo.
they have a roof, but they don't have sides.
Yeah.
So you could just get like the pre-made like roof with legs and then you could put your own sides up
Yeah. It
and
would
then just
just have
have
to be something that
one.
keep it warm because it gets so cold out here and it would cost so much to keep the
Yeah.
water hot, you know?
I think if you bought one of those from Costco, just like one of the pre-made ones, put it over the hot tub, and then in the winter you put up plywood, like literally just screw it into the posts or something,
Yeah.
and then had a piece of the plywood had like the door, you could keep it warm in there, or you could even probably maybe like put like a little window and then see the lake through the little window.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a bad plan, man.
I would love that, but I just it's it would be expensive to keep it heated if it was
I
outside.
know. I know. It's so true. Okay.
We could go down the rabbit hole. I know we've kind of apparently I'm sticking with food. I must be hungry. I don't know. Would you rather McDonald's or Burger King?
Oh, that's so hard. It's different
Really?
things at each place.
Really?
It's different things at each place that I would rather. Yes, that's very difficult for me.
Ooh.
You've created a quandary. I will go with McDonald's.
Oh.
But here's the thing that I need to say this, and this is going to be this is going to be hot. People are going to get hot under the collar. It has to be fresh. I'm talking like I'm eating it in my car after I get it at the drive-thru because the French fries do not hold up. Once a McDonald's French fry has hit room temperature, you might as well trash it. It's no longer good.
It's not
It's not good.
good.
I personally like the two cheeseburger meal with a medium fry and a Diet Coke. However, sometimes I'll get the large, but the problem is when I do that, my eyes are bigger than my stomach, and then I never finish all the fries. But I definitely finish that entire Diet Coke. I don't know what's in their Diet Coke,
It tastes good.
but it tastes better than any other Diet Coke that I have had anywhere. And I saw this guy on TikTok again, not to go back in time in the game. I saw this guy on TikTok who said that McDonald's adds extra carbonation and like additives to the different sodas so that it tastes different than where you get it anywhere else. And Coca-Cola has a special recipe for their Coke, very specifically, that they make for McDonald's, and that's why it tastes better there than anywhere else.
Interesting.
I know. I thought that was pretty interesting too.
I actually differ here. I'd rather have Burger King.
Really?
Yeah, and they're closing over here. There's only a few of them in town.
Yeah.
But
They're not surviving very well. I know the one in Fife, like Zeb rolled over there. I think I told you a couple episodes ago. He rolled over there to get us dinner, and there was just like he was like waiting at the box, and there was at the speaker box in the drive-thru, no one was there. So he
Hello.
pulled up to the window and he was like, the lights were on in the dining room, but not at the window. And
So
he was like, what the fuck? Where are all the employees? Where's the king? I need to speak to the king immediately.
yeah.
Somebody get me the king. I want a Whopper and I want it right now.
Yeah. I like their fries better, and I
I
think
do too.
burgers taste better. Like they, the flame broiled, it tastes
Yeah.
more like a barbecue hamburger or something,
Do you know they add that it's like a liquid smoke situation?
Well, I'm sure they do,
Yeah.
but I
But it's
just
still really good. You're right.
I'd prefer that flavor over just whatever McDonald's has. Like, I'll eat McDonald's. It's just not my.
Yeah. Now I really want a hamburger. Damn it, Jessica.
I'm hungry. I think that's.
I think that's what, yeah. So now I have to ask you. I was going to ask you something different, but now I have to ask you, Burger King or Jack in the Box?
Ooh, see, that's hard because I guess I do sometimes eat burgers from Jack in the Box, but. Dirty little secret about me. I love the tacos from Jack in the Box.
I know. Do you love the mini tacos too?
Yes, just any
Me
taco
too.
from Jack in the and they're terrible. Like they're not even like
They don't, it's not even a taco. It doesn't taste like a taco at all. It's
but I
just
get
delicious.
yeah.
I know. Girl, I ate the mini tacos last night. Zeb was like, what do you want from Jack? Do you want a meal? What do you want from Jack in the Box? And I was like, babe, I do not want a meal. When I go to Jack in the Box, I order a la carte. This you know. So I got a large fry, a three-piece egg roll, and the loaded mini tacos.
Oh, you got the loaded. I thought that was gonna be my next question.
Well, here's the thing. I asked him to get me the loaded ones, but when he got to the window, all he said was mini tacos.
Oh, okay.
The loaded ones are delicious. I love them. They're super good,
I think
but
I like
that's not what I got.
better.
Do you like them not loaded?
I think so. I've had them both, and I mean they're good loaded, but I just think I like just the original, but I also have to put ranch on them.
Yeah, I dunked mine in sour cream last night.
Yeah, you have to have
But
something
that
spicy.
buttermilk ranch.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good, Jessica.
I know. So here's how this started. I didn't just jump like start with the ranch. It was like I would get the sour cream with them to cool them. But every time we'd ask for sour cream, they'd be like, "Okay, that's an additional charge."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Well, what else can I use that's not going to charge me any extra?" Well, the answer is their ranch. So if you
Yes.
ranch, you don't get charged the additional 50 cents, 75, whatever it is nowadays.
Yeah.
And now I have to have it with ranch. So now if they start charging me for the ranch, I'm going to have to pay for it.
I hope they never do, 'cause I love that ranch.
Yeah, me
I'll
too.
still pay for it, but like
Yeah.
it's
So,
so delicious.
yeah.
They'll be like, they'll ask me, how many do you want? And I'll just be like, as many as you can give me.
Yeah.
Give all the ranch.
Yeah.
Reach your fist inside of the bucket where you keep those ranch packets. Grip it like a claw machine and then drop it in my bag, please.
Yes.
That's amazing. And then I put them in the refrigerator. I have a little plastic, a little Ziploc bag in there. Yeah, girl. It's where I keep all my sauces. I have so many soy sauce packets and ketchup packets. I have regular ketchup just in the fridge.
Right.
But you never know when you're gonna need it.
Yeah, it's good to throw in your lunches too.
Yeah, and every once in a while I'll go through it to like if something's real expired, I'll toss it. But yeah.
Right.
So this one is actually something that I kind of go back and forth on what is the right way to do this. So, and it's also this is a two-part question. So, first of all, when you put your cups in the cupboard, do you do them the open side up or the open side down?
I do the open side up.
Yeah. I do that with the glasses, like the ones that are made from actual glass, except for my wine ones. Those ones I put those on the open side down because that's heavier than the stem, so they're less likely to fall over. But I do the glasses, open side up. But for the plastic cups, Zeb has always put them open side down. And we never did that, like growing up, they were always open side up. But he started putting them open side down, so the plastic ones are open side down. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about it. I was like, I do both things.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know.
There's always been a disagreement in our immediate family because my brother and my dad say that they need to be down. And my mom and I have always said they need to be up. But here's my logic on it is that if you flip it over, you're placing it down on a cupboard. And I don't know about you, but I don't know how often people wipe out their cupboards and make
That
sure.
was, yeah, that was legit gonna be my second, like the second part
Yeah.
was like, how often do you wipe out your cupboard?
Yeah. So if you're flipping the cup over where you're going to put your mouth and it's not something you're cleaning regularly, I feel like it's less sanitary to do it that way. However, my brother says if you do it the other way, then the stuff that's getting caught on the cupboard inside is falling inside of the glass. But my reply to that is that when I take a glass to get say water, I rinse the glass out before I use it.
Well, I mean, by that logic, he could rinse the rim.
I mean, I guess, but I think there's a difference between.
Not to play devil's advocate here, clearly I have no way.
Yeah.
Like, no, first of all, I have no stake in this at all whatsoever. Like, your family dispute about cups, but clearly I don't even have a way in my house because they're just going in there willy-nilly.
Right, whatever works.
Like,
No, I
oh my
just,
gosh.
to me, it's like there's a difference between particles falling and actual contact.
Yeah, that's true.
I
I
mean,
like what's really interesting is remember I told you my mom would make us dry like the all the dishes and put them away so that the air germs wouldn't.
right.
So that's what makes me think of like what he's saying is like, oh, the air germs. So he believes in the air germs, just like my mom in the air germs. No, there's no air germs, guys. I mean, there are obviously, like if you sneeze, we know from COVID that like droplets, man.
Yeah.
Oh, so like obviously, but it's in the cupboard. I don't know about you, but this isn't open air shelving over here at the Seamers residence. We have doors on these motherfuckers. I'm just saying.
Well, so it should protect from particles. And
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I like them up. Let's not worry about what other people do. I like them up and open.
I like them up and open too. I just think that it's happening and I'm not, it's something I'm not gonna like solve today. And it's also something I'm not gonna deal with. I'm just not gonna, I'm not gonna waste my time on this. Look, my life is too short to be arguing about. So whatever. I like them up and open. Some of them aren't up and open. It's whatever.
Cool.
Okay, so would you rather travel by car or travel by plane? Long distance.
Long distance, I'd probably rather fly just to get it done and over with.
Yeah, same.
My time is worth it. Well, and
Listen,
then you
I
have
have
to worry
so
about
many.
like if something were to happen with the vehicle. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. That's, I've done the cross country thing. I drove all the way to Wisconsin. Was the experience nice? Yeah.
Sure.
Did I love it on the way home? Not so much.
No.
That was more like two days of driving, like a whole day.
Right.
So
Yikes. Yikers. No, thank you.
I'd rather fly.
Same 100% would rather fly.
Seattle, I do Seattle to Spokane, no problem.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, 5 hours.
Montana, I don't mind doing that. Going down to the Oregon coast, don't mind that. But if I'm going to Florida, I'm flying.
Yeah.
If I'm going to New York City, flying.
Yeah.
California, probably flying.
Yeah. It's true. It's so true. I know. Okay. So I think we're on the same page there. Okay, just one more. And that's all I have.
Okay.
Would you rather watch a horror movie or a comedy?
A comedy. That one's easy for me.
Is it? I like them both. It's a very difficult choice for me. I think I might go horror movie on this one.
Okay.
I do watch more comedies, but that's my fear of being alone while I'm watching the horror movie.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, because I get scared.
I and you know, as I've gotten older, like my dad loves horror movies, scary movies, anything like that. I like
Yeah.
thrillers, but horror is not, I don't know. Sometimes I'll be like, "Look, Dad, I want to watch this and it scares me. Would you watch it with me?" And he'll be like, sure. Like, "Okay, only during daylight hours. Let's go."
Yeah. That's the same. Yeah. I don't like to be scared. But Zeb doesn't really like horror films that much. Like, he's very specific about
Yeah.
like the type of horror and the genre and stuff. So I'm fine with like slasher movies, but it has to be watching with someone else. I can't just like sit there and watch it all alone. I
Yeah.
used to be able to, no problem, but now that I'm getting older, I don't want to be scared by myself.
Yeah.
So Yeah, I think it's comedy is what happens more often for me, but I definitely like horror movies. I
I
think
love
I would.
movies. I love to laugh.
I like to laugh too. I just, there's something about a good horror movie though that like it re when it really scares you, like freaks you out. I don't know. Some of them are really good. One of my favorites was the Ryan Reynolds version of the Amityville Horror. And I think knowing that it's based on like a true story and a real house makes it even more creepy to me. I don't know what. And then, of course, Ryan Reynolds shirtless chopping wood is wonderful. So the full beard.
Even if he is scary, crazy looking.
Look, listen. He's Canadian, so he knows all about this maple syrup shortage, and he deserves to eat all the pancakes. Ryan can have all the pancakes.
That's funny.
That's it. That is literally the one man that my husband would leave me for. I swear.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
I don't think Zeb would leave me for a man, because he's not he's very much knows who he is.
Yeah.
But if he were going to leave me for a man, it would be Ryan Reynolds. He's got a thing for Canadians. Oh, good stuff. All right, man. Well, I gotta get some of this homework done. Macroeconomics.
Yeah.
Wheat woo.
Yeah,
So exciting.
I'm pretty frozen. It's pretty frosty out here in this car.
Yeah, sorry, your Elsa palace is frozen over.
Yeah, you would think with a, December birthday that I would be immune to the cold, and it's
Yeah.
not Elsa.
You should run like a space heater out to your office with an extension cord. Excuse me, I have to hook up my the heater for my office. Excuse me, I'm gonna need this outlet. Thank y'all.
To be fair, my car does have a key that I could start and like heat
I
up.
know, but then it would be so loud.
It would be so loud.
Yeah, so but if you had like just an oscillating
Yeah.
thing standing up in the back seat or something, keeping you warm, defrost the windows real quick.
Yeah.
But that would be nice.
Yeah.
Could be nice. I don't know. All right, man.
Well,
I guess that's it.
yeah, let's try to do this again next week, huh?
Yeah, let's try.
Okay, until next week then.
Until next week.
I love you.
I love you huge.
Bye.
Bye.